it back on.
All right, we're back on the record. When we left off, we were getting copies made of, and it looks like an email that Coyote Creek was looking to have entered as an exhibit. Mr. Biella, you can go ahead and explain.
Right. Well, this is a letter, a series of emails between the attorneys for Mr. Voigt and DRC requesting from the Department of Health Coyote Creek Mining Company's application for a permit, correspondence relating to that permit, other information request with respect to the application. There's a follow-up email requesting additional information, clarification with respect to Coyote Creek Mine and its permit, and indicating that the Department of Health furnished those materials to the attorneys for DRC and Mr. Voigt. And, of course, our point being that there was a statement made that they didn't have there was no public comment, that there may not have been a public comment, but there certainly was an awareness by the attorneys for the parties who have requested this, that of the permit when the 30-day comment period was still pending. So we'd offer Exhibit 11.
Okay. Exhibit number 11 will be considered part of the record for this proceeding. And we still have the objection of Ms. Fury with respect to this line of questioning. And I realize this is an informal conference, a little bit more relaxed to format some of the, provisions not necessarily applicable, but we do need to stay within the scope of what the PSC has jurisdiction over. The questioning, may have some relevance, but it does seem to be somewhat of a sort of a collateral attack almost on the air quality permit. The permit is in place. Coyote Creek went through the process. The permit's been awarded. And, that's done. There's nothing that the Public Service Commission can do with respect to that. Mr. England, do you have other questions you were looking to? To me, I think it's been addressed, and like I said, it is in place, and that's nothing that the Public Service Commission can control or address at this point.
Well, Your Honor, I understand the other party's position. I would respectfully disagree with that. If I'm understanding the party's objection correctly, it's that these air quality issues are non-jurisdictional for the PSC. However, one of the PSC's own regulations, and it's a mining law regulation, states that the mining applicant shall specify the measures to comply with the air pollution control requirements of the State Department of Health. And so to some extent, I agree that, these issues are certainly bound up together, but it is a very specific jurisdictional PSC requirement that Coyote Creek's mining permit application have an explanation of how they're complying with relevant laws. And so I do understand that I want to be respectful of the party's time and your time, but I do believe that this is an important issue. This mine is going to be one of the largest sources of air emissions in the area, and this issue does appear to be jurisdictional for the PSC. And also, just because it has to do with myself in particular, I'd just like a moment to respond to Coyote Creek's Exhibit Number 11. And I'd just like to point out that Coyote Creek Exhibit Number 5, which is the Clean Air Act permit approval by the Department of Health, is dated January 7th, and my initial emails were dated, I believe, January 30th. No, I apologize, January 26th, which is well after when the permit had been finalized. Um, So I guess in the interest of conserving time, we can move on from these issues and from this witness. I think our position is pretty clear that there are a number of air quality rules that have not been complied with, and that those, at least stating how the mine will comply with those rules, is a jurisdictional issue for the PSC, and it's just as important as any other.
Okay, do you have any additional questions for Mr. Trinkle at this time then?
I have no further questions at this time.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Fury, did you have any questions?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Deutsch, have anything? Okay. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, did you have any questions? Okay. Any follow-up questions, Mr. Biello?
Yes, just two, Your Honor. Joel, with respect to the air quality permit issued by the Department of Health, is there a time frame set forth in state law with respect to comments or appeals that can be taken while that permit is, after the permit is issued?
Yes, there is.
And what is that?
30 days after the final permit is mailed to the permit application and to any interested person who has requested a copy of the final permit determination.
And they can do what? They can appeal or?
Correct. They can file appeal within the 30 days.
And what statute are we referring to there?
Section 230136 of the North Dakota Century Code.
So given that time frame, we had the permit issued
January 7th.
January 7th. 30 days from that, approximately February 7, and with respect to Exhibit 11, the materials were requested in later January, so there would have been some time left there to appeal had that avenue been chosen to have been taken. Is that correct?
Yes.
And with respect to the air quality permit, that was issued by the Department of Health governing the air quality standards at the Cow Creek Mine?
Correct.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. England, any other questions?
No questions for the witnesses. I do have a couple of closing statements.
Yep, just one moment. Ms. Fury, do you have anything else?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Jeffcoat-Sacco, Mr. Deutsch, no? Okay. All right. Do you have any other witnesses or anything else you'd like to present at this time, Mr. Biello?
No, Your Honor. We're done.
Okay. Mr. England, you can go ahead then.
Just wanted to respond to a few statements that have been made. Earlier in this morning's hearing, Mr. Deutsch provided some testimony in regards to basically the Office of Surface Mining and their regulations. And I'm paraphrasing, but I mean, it sounds to me like he essentially said that OSM's position is that the federal rules that we're citing to are no longer enforced or acknowledged, or I don't want to put words in your mouth, so feel free to correct me, but something to that extent. And I mean, the fact of the matter is that those federal rules are still in existence, and the proper method for those rules to be revoked would be through another federal rulemaking, which does not appear to have taken place. I only had the opportunity to quickly skim through the PSC's exhibit, which I believe is a Federal Register notice, referring to some updates to those federal rules regarding the necessity of having a fugitive emissions control plan and associated air quality monitoring equipment. It appears on a quick reading of that Federal Register notice that the Federal Office of Surface Mining did not intend to revoke those requirements entirely, but rather they were construing them slightly more narrowly. And essentially in such a way that they refer to erosion in particular. And so I haven't had time yet to go over those rule, that notice in any detail, but it seems that the issue there was the extent of Smacker's jurisdiction, basically, and therefore OSM's jurisdiction. And it appears that their OSM in that notice was reading their jurisdiction as having to do with anything having to do with erosion in particular, as opposed to, I suppose, the somewhat broader wording of air quality in general. And I would just point out that erosion itself is going to be the primary source of air emissions from this mine, whether it's from wind erosion or from you know, trucks going back and forth on haul roads and eroding the road. And so it appears that even if the PSC is correct in their reading of these rules, that they nonetheless still apply. Second, Mr. Biella mentioned standing and specifically referred to DRSC's comment letter. And I would just like to point out, just for the record at this time, that the comment letter does state that DRC has members that are in the area and that are adversely affected. Then finally, just to conclude, one of the reason that we're here and that we requested this hearing is because it appears that the mining permit application, to some extent in combination with the rules and regulations that are in place, are extremely vague. As Mr. Steffen was saying, there are a number of factors, for example, that affect fugitive dust. And when you have that many factors, it seems to only make additional sense in that situation to have particularized standards that apply to the mine so that when situations come up, this sort of broad swath of situations that can arise, that there is a regulatory framework through an enforceable permit in place. And so that's why one of our main requests is to ask for clear, particularized, and enforceable standards for fugitive dust control for different situations, including different types of weather, different mining activities, and so forth. We believe that this issue is important enough that that's warranted. And right now, the one page, or maybe one and a quarter pages that are currently in the mining application certainly don't do that. The final point that I want to make is at this point, this hearing is really about, I believe, whether or not this application is complete. And because there are a number of air quality rules that there's missing discussion, the standards don't appear to be enforceable and so forth, the application does not appear to be complete. And so our position is that the remedy in that situation is for Coyote Creek to submit an updated application that speaks to these issues directly. And so we'll submit our proposed findings in order, but that's essentially the gist of what we'll be asking for. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. England. Ms. Fury?
Thank you, Your Honor. You touched on a number of different issues, so just bear with me as I try to address them all. First, I just want to address your comment regarding the vagueness of the rules that do apply to the PSC. And there is a process for addressing rules. It would be appropriate for you to file a petition to contest those rules, to amend those rules, but this proceeding would not be the appropriate forum to establish more narrowly tailored rules. Moving on to your comments, the Federal Register that we believe is listed as PSC Exhibit 3 on page 2, the bottom of it says, accordingly, the final rule will require operators to take steps to stabilize and protect all exposed surface areas in order to effectively control erosion and air pollution related to erosion, but it will not regulate fugitive dust emissions from the operation of equipment and trucks. And that is in regard to the federal regulation 81695 and then the corresponding regulation 78015. And the reason why we previously stated on the record why the commission doesn't have corresponding state rules, and that's because if you look specifically at the federal regulation 78015, it cites directly to 81695, and it says, I'm just going to read this out loud. Okay, so 78015, titled Air Pollution Control Plan, for all surface mining activities with projected production rates exceeding 1 million tons of coal per year and located west of the 100th meridian west longitude, the application shall contain an air pollution control plan, which includes the following. 1. An air quality monitoring program to provide sufficient data to evaluate the effectiveness of the fugitive dust control practices proposed under paragraph A2 of this section. Well, then when you go to A2, it says that a plan for fugitive dust control practices as required by 30 CFR 81695. Well, 81695 was amended so that it does not, the words, fugitive dust control plan do not appear anywhere in that rule after it's been amended. It currently states, 81695 states that all exposed surface areas shall be protected and stabilized to effectively control erosion and air pollution attendant to erosion. And then it goes on to talk about topsoil. And I can repeat that verbatim if you so wish, but there is no reference to any plan or any monitoring program now in 81695. So now that that doesn't exist, that is the basis of why the commission believes and has been directed by OSM that Federal Regulation 780 is ineffective. Furthermore, I would just like to restate for the record that our program has been reviewed and approved by OSM. And Jim, when was our program reviewed and approved by OSM? Can you give an approximate date?
December 15th, 1980.
Right. And so the commission is really charged with enforcing, as I previously stated, state rules and laws, not federal rules and laws. We've gone over, both parties have, the various rules and laws that apply to the commission, and I just want to state them specifically for the record now, since jurisdictional questions kind of have been raised regarding the state agencies. So North Dakota Administrative Code, and this is in regard to air quality standards that would apply to the revised permit. So North Dakota Administrative Code Section 6905.2, 0905 and 6905.2, 1307, and then North Dakota Century Code, sections 38.14.1, 14.2J, and 38.14.1, 24, subsection 4. And so staff contends that any additional air quality standards applying to this permit are outside the scope of the PSC's jurisdiction. Mr. Deutsch spent some of his comments addressing the rule 6905.2, 0905, and he stated some of the various components that staff evaluates when reviewing whether or not an application is deemed to be in compliance with this rule. And lastly, I'm not an expert when it comes to procedure that the health department may use, but it appears that there was an opportunity for the parties to present comment or at least voice their opinions, and that was not done. And so the commission does object to using its resources and I guess this forum to address any considerations that the health department took when evaluating an air quality permit that we had no jurisdiction over, or nor did we have the chance to provide input, because it's not part of our jurisdiction. It's just something that we would not have involvement with. So they would be the best. The State Department of Health would be the best agency to seek recourse with regarding this, with this permit, not the Public Service Commission. And with that, that concludes my closing.
Thank you, Ms. Fury. Mr. Biella?
Thank you, Your Honor. Just very briefly, our Exhibit 3 is the Mining Regulation 6905.2-09-05, and has been talked about a great deal today. And again, it's so brief. It says the applicant shall specify the measures to comply with the air pollution control requirements of the State Department of Health and any other measures necessary to effectively control wind erosion and attendant air pollution. We again submit we complied with this requirement of the Public Service Commission by seeking and obtaining the air permit from the North Dakota Department of Health and submitting it to the North Dakota Public Service Commission. And in addition, by preparation of 3.1.1.2 of the Revision 1 application, which sets forth the measures that Cuyahoga Creek Mine will implement to control any dust and other erosion measures. So we submit we have fully complied with the requirements of the Department of Health, the Public Service Commission, in this proceeding. We further submit that the allegations raised in the VOIT and the DRC letters pertain to the air permitting process for which Cow Creek Mine has already received its air permit. It's clearly solely within the jurisdiction of the Department of Health to administer, review, consider, and issue permits with respect to air quality, and they have done so in this case. So we submit that the issues raised in those letters cannot be addressed by the Public Service Commission in this proceeding. We concur with the PSC's comments in that regard. And again, we would request an expeditious ruling due to the summer construction season being upon us and the need to proceed with work. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further before we conclude the conference? Mr. England?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Fury, anything?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Biella?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. And it's my understanding then that both Mr. England and Mr. Biella will be submitting proposed findings and a proposed ruling to me by June 9th. And Ms. Fury may be submitting something, and if so, it will come by June 9th as well?
Yes, it will, Your Honor. And I can follow up with an email to all parties just to kind of, I guess, identify our intent once that's been established, whether or not we'll be filing. So.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude the informal conference in this matter. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
JJ, you didn't submit anything, right?
No.
Okay.
Confuse John or any of them. That much I do know.